So I must repeat then. Well, the agenda has been accepted. And can we then proceed? Over to you, my dear. Do we put it to you, Nelly Soha? Good morning, members. Before us this morning, we have the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency, the annual performance plan and budget vote 8 for the Department of Women, Children and People's Disabilities for the financial year 2014-15. The report was emailed to members on Friday, and what we'll do today is I'll go through the report, and for every page, if there are any recommendations, edits or changes, we'll note and change it and then continue. And the report is important for us to adopt today as it needs to be ATC'd and considered for members in the budget vote, which will happen on the 16th of July, E249 at 10 o'clock in the morning.
May I just notify the other members that Honorable Bengo is still in hospital. Okay. Thank you.
Continue. Starting then on page 1. Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency, having considered the annual performance plan and budget of the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities for 2014-15 on the 1st of July 2014, the report as follows. The introduction covers a synopsis of background to the budget vote. The budget vote 8 of the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency on 25th of June 2014 for consideration and report. The committee, in performing its constitutional oversight mandate, engaged the Department of Women on the 1st of July 2014 in this regard. The department indicated that the annual performance plan that was presented was based on the previous Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities. I see there's a typo, I'll correct that. Mm. To this end, the Ministry was in the process of transferring Program 3, which deals with children, and Program 4, dealing with people with disability, to the Department of Social Development. Furthermore, the Minister noted that, like all new ministries, they are awaiting the proclamation by the President. Just to note that on Friday, the 3rd of July, the Presidency issued a statement that the proclamation for new departments has now occurred. In terms of the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence, the Minister indicated that this will be reviewed by the Department to determine where best this should be located. Of particular importance, the Minister noted that the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill will be withdrawn from Parliament and that extensive consultation will be undertaken by the Department in this regard, as several concerns regarding the bill were raised to date. As per the announcement, tablings and committees, ATC of 25 June, which referred Budget Vote 8, Program 2, to the Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency for Consideration and Reporting, this report will therefore focus on Program 2, which is Women Empowerment and Gender Equality. Number 2 focuses on the mandate and strategic objectives of the department. The mandate of the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities was to promote, facilitate, coordinate and monitor the realization of the rights of women, children and people with disabilities. The department's strategic objectives included the following: to contribute to the socioeconomic and political empowerment of women, children and people with disabilities, to improve universal access to development opportunities for women, children and people with disabilities, to promote a society free of violence and abuse against women, children and people with disabilities, to provide effective and efficient good governance for the realization of the department's mandate. I think I'll pause there. If there are any amendments, recommendations or changes before I carry on to page 2.
Any comments, members?
Page 2 on 25 May 2014, His Excellency the President of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, announced the establishment of the Ministry for Women within the Presidency, which is mandated to champion the achievement of women's socio-economic empowerment and women's rights. In terms of the expenditure trends and medium-term priorities for the department, the department's spending priorities for the medium term were intended to be the development of key sectoral policies on women's empowerment, as well as the improvement of the department's administrative capacity. The department allocated 42.2% of its total budget to the program for women empowerment and gender equality in anticipation of the implementation of the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill. It should be noted, however, that 72% of this budget, which is about 67.2 million rand, accounts for transfers to the Commission for Gender Equality, leaving up 27.2% of the budget, which amounts to 25.1 million rand, for the implementation of programs focusing on gender equality. That just provides us with a synopsis of the budget allocation as per Crystal's presentation from last week. In terms of number 4, Program 2, the Program for Women Empowerment and Gender Equality aims to facilitate the translation of national and international instruments into empowerment and socioeconomic development programs and to oversee and report on the realization of women's rights and equality. Its objectives can be summarized as follows. Firstly, to promote the empowerment of women and gender equality, to facilitating empowerment in economic, political spheres, advocating the elimination of gender-based violence, and advocating for the representation and meaningful participation of women in government programs, providing government institutions and the private sector with integrated training programs that support gender mainstreaming and transformation. Secondly, to monitor, evaluate and report on progress in the women's empowerment rights and gender equality by conducting impact assessments quarterly. Sub-programs for the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality programs are as follows in terms of advocacy and mainstreaming for gender equality. The sub-program promotes the mainstreaming of women's empowerment and gender equality considerations into government policies and processes of governance. For the year 2013-14, this work focused on advocacy programs aimed at accelerating women's socio-economic development as well as ending gender-based violence, included the finalization of the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill, number 50 of 2013. This was done with a staff complement of 5 and a total budget of 8.3 million to be increased to 11.9 in the period 2014-15. In terms of page 3, the other sub-program is Institutional Support and Capacity Building for Gender Equality. The sub-program coordinates institutional support and capacity development by promoting synergy among government departments, civil society and the private sector. The 2013-14 program consisted of consultations on the national gender machinery, gender mainstreaming sessions with local government entities, the distribution of the gender scorecard, as well as analysis of gender-responsive budgeting. This work took place with a staff complement of 4 and a budget of 4.1 million rand to be increased to 4.7 million in 2014-15. In terms of monitoring and evaluation for gender equality, the sub-program monitors, evaluates and reports on the proclamation of the realization of the rights of women within all government entities to ensure compliance and to conduct impact assessments. During the 2013-14 period, the department piloted a monitoring and evaluation strategy with gender-responsive indicators in departments in the economic cluster. A report on women's representation in political and decision-making structures was compiled, and the department participated at several international platforms, including the United Nations Commission on the States of Women, African Union, and the Southern African Development Community meetings. This was done with a staff complement of 8 and a budget of 7.2 million to be increased to 8.5 million for the period 2014-15. In terms of the Commission for Gender Equality, CGE, an independent non-statutory body, engages in advocacy programs aimed at raising awareness of and challenging patriarchal stereotypes. It aims to protect and enforce gender rights and attends to complaint made by members of the public and sanctions appropriate intervention in line with relevant policies and legislation. A transfer is made to the CGE in full to the sum of 63.1 million in 2013-14, increasing to 67.2 million in 2014-15. In terms of the expenditure estimates, number 5, the overall budget allocation for women empowerment and gender equality program in 2014-15 is 92.3 million, of which 67.2 million will be transferred to the CGE, as noted before. Overall, the budget for the program constitutes 42.2% of the department's total budget. Apart from the large transfer to the CGE from this program's budget, the bulk of its budget for the period 2014-15 go to the sub-program on advocacy and mainstreaming. Of the 25.1 million rand remaining after transfers, 14.5 million rand is allocated to goods and services and a further 10.1 million to the compensation of employees, while 6.7 million rand of the goods and services budget is allocated to travel and subsistence, and 2.2 million is allocated to venues and facilities, a further 5.6 million is not allocated to a specific line item. For the year 2013-14, about 5.8 million of the goods and services budget was not assigned to a specific line item. For both years, it's unclear what these amounts were spent on. There is an increase in the budget for the compensation of staff with the sub-program on institutional support and capacity building, while the number of personnel over the medium term remains the same for this program. In addition, the number of staff accounted for in this program totals 17. However, elsewhere in the report, information on personnel indicates that this program has 18 staff members. Also, the number of posts for each sub-program remains stable between 2013-14 and 2014-15, with the compensation of employees also remaining stable for salary levels 1 to 6 and 7 to 10. Although the number of posts for levels 11 to 12 and 13 to 16 remain the same, total salaries for these levels will go down by 4% for levels 11 to 12, and it will go up by 26% for levels 13 to 16. I think I'll pause there before I proceed to observations, if there are any additions, amendments, or recommendations.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if Kashif is in a position to tell us, but I was just wondering why the levels 13 to 16 have gone up by so much, 26%. The others have gone down, which is fine, but I do know there was a problem in the past with too much money being spent on administration and staffing, and, you know, this is just a query I have.
I've just checked with Christopher, they don't indicate, and that's senior management. So there's no indication as to why that was.
Thank you, Chair. I just noted a few, I don't know if you could call it errors. When you talk about expenditure estimate, if you calculate from the 25.1 million and you subtract the 21.1 million and, oh shit, the calculation itself, there is a discrepancy of about half a million that is not accounted for. And also, I just wanted to find out, there's a budget that is allocated that we don't know what is allocated for. Can you please just find out what was it really used for? Because that's what is stated here. Expenditure estimates, we have about 5.8 on goods and services, and it says at the bottom for both years it is unclear what these amounts were spent on. Okay. And also, we're talking about different reports of what has been conducted by the department. Is it possible that we can have an outline of the reports and find out what is it that was done? Thank you, Chair.
Any in terms of... we'll add, Crystal just indicated to me in terms of the overall budget, we'll put that discrepancy to context by adding a line around what the total budget was. In terms of observations, number six, having met with the department to scrutinize the annual performance plan and budget for 2014-15, the committee made the following observations. The committee acknowledged that the budget presented was in relation to the Department of Women, Children, People's Disabilities as it existed prior to the 2014 national elections. Notwithstanding this, the committee was concerned about the small budget allocations for Program 2 and 3, which relates to children, and Program 4, in terms of people's disabilities, and urged for larger allocations within the departments where these responsibilities now reside. The committee was unclear as to how the objectives and targets in Program 2 would be translated into activities that would address gender inequality, the female unemployment and poverty. I'll just put there in South Africa. The committee also noted that there was no clarity around the final allocation of the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence. This had to be addressed as soon as possible given the challenges in dealing with gender-based violence in the country. The committee acknowledged that the department is in the process of transferring Program 3 and 4 to the Department of Social Development and retaining Program 2. The committee agreed that a more focused mandate for the new ministry will greatly advance the women's socioeconomic and women's economic empowerment and development in the country. Number seven, in terms of conclusion, the committee thanked the department for the presentation and awaits the outcome of the transition as well as the proclamation by the president. As I noted, on the 3rd of July, the proclamation was done by the president. In terms of recommendations, having considered the annual performance plan and budget for the department, the committee recommends as follows. And this we extracted based on members' observations and engagement from our meeting last week. The committee noted that Program 2 of the department has been allocated a small budget and recommends that more resources should be allocated to the department to assist with the implementation of their programs and transition process. The committee recommends that the department refines its objectives and targets to ensure that measurable outcomes are achieved. The committee also urged that clarity should be provided around the location of the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence as soon as possible. The committee recommends that the department should speed up the process of the transferring Program 3 and 4 to the Department of Social Development and its internal restructuring. And once members have any additions or additional comments, we'll put at the end report to be considered, and that would mean that the report would be adopted. Thank you.
Any comments from the members?
Thank you, Chair. I think this is quite comprehensive, and it's under the circumstances, there's not very much more than we can do than to highlight the need for certain measures to take place. And I think we want to focus on the fact that we want implementation and action on the ground and not top structures. Thank you. That's my feeling anyway.
Chair, I also, like when I was going through the budget, I realized that they, we have staff members that are not really empowered in the sense that we are using a lot of consultants, we spend a lot of money on consultants. Is it possible that Chair. I just thought maybe if it's possible that maybe we can look at ways of like maybe providing bursaries for the staffs instead of like, you know, sourcing out assistance from outside. It's just a suggestion. I might be out of line, but I apologize if I am.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. In fact, the Honourable Shibango, I think towards the end or before she left, she in fact mentioned that skills will be her main focus in her department. And I think this comes especially on exactly what the Honourable Member has just said. I think the previous department, they had a lot of people in management positions, few people in the core programs. And we should just know that, in fact, the department had a skills audit, which was very elusive because it was, in fact, undertaking at the very beginning of the when the department was initiated. Minister Qingwana complained that she didn't have the correct skills in the department. And, in fact, a skills audit was then always in the pipeline. But I think before the new minister left, she did make mention that skills in her department would be a main focus, and I think that should be welcomed, because if this department is going to be empowered and able to do its job properly, it needs the correct skills. So it's exactly what the previous member said. Thank you.
Chair, just wanted to add that in their previous, I think in the annual report, they had indicated that the, actually the budget that they had allocated for skills development or for staff development wasn't used, and some of that money had actually, I think, been transferred to other sections within the department. So in terms of upskilling and for training and development, there was money available, but it wasn't utilized for staff, so that was also a concern.
Chair, there's also an issue in mind that I thought maybe we should look at. When you're talking about goods and services, who are we, which service providers are we using? Are we using women? So if you could actually maybe consider, like, to find out the policies around procurement.
I strongly believe that as this committee will be doing a lot of oversight on what is going on, and we really mean business when we say women have to be empowered. So there's not a single area where we're not going to actually be digging, scraping deeper to see how many women. The quota has to be adhered to if we mean business. And as Minister Shabangu said last week, it's a pity we're talking employment, but if people are not cut out to do the work, and even when they have the chance of exposure to training, they still don't come to the required level, unfortunately. We don't have shelves for blank pages. I'll put it that way. Thanks.
Chairperson, I think most of us have questions, but these questions would have been asked to the department. Unfortunately, is it possible that we can restructure our presentation, that when the researcher does the analysis, that does that before the department comes in advance, so that we have enough time just to screen and come up with questions, and then when the department comes, we are able to ask the correct questions and be able to channel them to wherever we want them to channel the money. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I just wanted to also find out, is our vision and mission going to be changing now that we are only women in the Program 8?
I think there will be changes, because now we are... will be concentrating on a certain sector, and yet it was a wider, you know, program before. but not giving a blind eye of what is happening to the others, the disabled and the children. In which case then it's very crucial that we also work together with social development.
Thank you, members. I think given that there were some outstanding questions that members raised here today, what we've done in the past, we've often collated that in a letter form and then send that off to the minister and CC the DG in, and then indicate as per the engagement with the committee around the budget vote, the committee hereby requests information with regards to the following, and then the committee, the department is then expected to respond to the committee in writing. So the issue of procurement policy, we could say, could the department kindly provide the committee with a copy of their procurement policy and indicate in terms of service providers for the year 13-14, 14-15, an outline of who they were. So all of that we could put down in writing, we could show the chair, and once the chair is okay, so we send it to the department. What is also good for the department is if we have timelines and requests from the committee, when would you like that information back. If the vote is on the 16th of July, that's 2 weeks from now, next week, members will need to indicate if we write the letter today based on the questions that come up here, when members would like the information.
The request is sent pronto in response. It shouldn't take longer than 3 days, actually. I'm not being a slave driver, but I think it can be done.
I'd like to propose Friday, because if we were to prepare our speeches, we need the information. And there's actually very little for us to go on at this stage. So I think we must just push them a little bit and let them realize we mean business. Thank you.
I just also wanted to highlight one thing. The number of staff that they have, it changes now and then. They have 17 staff members and then they've got 18. We just also need clarity on that.
Bearing in mind there's going to be transformation of that department as well.
Honourable Chair, I want to move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you. Seconder?
I second the adoption of the report, Chairperson.
I take it that we've read through the minutes, but maybe I'll ask, are there any corrections, clarifications?
Chair. I'm not familiar with the rules. I'll still familiarize myself with them, but I'm not familiar with the rules yet.
Okay.
I'll familiarize myself with the rules, but you mentioned the wage, is that the bill? Yeah, the bill, that it is section 75, it cannot be changed or something, cannot be reversed. So But your comment when the minister said the bill was supposed to be reversed and so on. So I don't know. I found myself in a predicament there. If it can be reversed and at the same time the minister want to reverse it. Or is it was just a comment in passing, I don't know. But it's not mentioned in the minutes, your comment there.
That's why I was a bit...
It was just a remark.
Oh, okay.
Because, for example, Honorable Robertson can actually even talk to that and other members whether that at the end, towards the end, NA was actually just pushing a lot of bills to the SCOP, and there was they overlooked some of those bills that were pushing through, even after, you know, there had been discussions around proper prioritization of the bills that were going to be, you know, talking to the elections. Now, at times you find that a minister will just try and push a certain thing. Now, with the 7 to 6, unfortunately, you have to have 6 weeks grace because you have to talk to the provinces. The provinces have to talk to the people before it can be passed. And that is how it was a bit of sweet in a lot of people's mouths. Those were pushed back. They couldn't. A 7 to 6 was a certain. And if we mean business, we have to adhere to the principles laid down. You can't just steamroll, because that is what is causing a lot of problems. I was just making an example, but it wasn't part of our discussion.
Thank you, Ms.
We can adopt the minutes. I am moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you.
Ja, ik denk dat ik ergens in gaan, niet